Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I have been great as always, and I'm back here today with another episode of the Apex Show. So let's just kick things off. First thing being, actually, I kind of realized what might be causing me to have the blisters in my mouth, and it's a bit weird, but I'm actually consuming protein powder by itself. The reason for that being is that I'm kind of hungry in the evening, and I usually don't keep any food, and back here home, so I'm usually just kind of like going to the shop and buying anything I need from there, since it's pretty much just downstairs, and I go there like 2 times or 3 times a day, just because I kind of like treat it like, okay, this is my break. I go 2 minutes downstairs to just take whatever the heck I want and get back here. So yeah, that's I mean, as far as it goes. In terms of other things, I wouldn't want to really focus all of this on business and just mainly be focusing all of the efforts here. And the main thing being is that even like the big realization that I have is that you're just gonna like have to tell all the people around you that they should just kind of like how to better structure this question. Literally just stop listening to other people sometimes, and even like right now I kind of feel it a lot. Sometimes it's way better just to be alone and literally throw out 95% of people from outside of your life. Just not just stop listening to them. You have to literally just cut them out of your life. It's like a cancer. Like once it starts spreading and once it starts attacking your thoughts, you'll be dead sooner than you even realize, or your dreams will be that, or whatever. Like people around you won't know what you're doing, won't understand you. Speaking from personal experience, just like literally my parents don't know what the heck I'm doing, and they were like kind of like concerned, like mom is asking me like, what the heck are you doing? And I mean, like literally my patience towards these questions right now is about 0%. I'm just like literally not very super sensitive and even very concerned about that. But yeah, that's a different topic, and I'm not sure if I want to be discussing it here either way. So just let's just kind of transition from there and move on to elsewhere. Cool. In terms of actually getting stuff done, it's a lot about just the effort that you're putting in every single day on a consistent basis. I know that it might take years, but like that's the thing. If something is really worth it might take years, but it's worth it. And it's better to just take the leap of faith sometimes and just kind of like go for whatever you want and keep running on the things you're working on and just take it to the next level and just be relentless in terms of how we actually approach stuff. There will be some ups, there will be some downs, but if you just don't give up, eventually you'll get there. It's just a matter of time. Is there anything else that I would like to share with you today? I guess not really. As far as it goes, I really found very valuable the AI reading tool because, like, I mean, being very honest, if you're just doing research, if you're going into the nitty-gritty details and just positioning or, like, gaining knowledge that will help you to establish a solid background based on what you'll then keep building other stuff, it's, at least for me, it works pretty well because I'm able to get through just hundreds, literally hundreds of blogs every single day. When I need to do so in terms of like doing any research, even websites, like literally just go through stuff so freaking fast by having access to tools that enable me to comprehend information much faster than I would be able to do with my not so good focus when I should be just reading stuff. Literally reading for me is big pain in the ass. It's very hard for me to comprehend information. I'm not sure why I always like listening to stuff, or on the other hand, yeah, I mean, like, just might be different preferences for me, at least, or, like, literally learning by doing. So, it's, like, look at this in this way, that there are people out there who are working hard. There are people out there who are slaves, who are working hard literally in Africa, and like, it's terrible what's happening there. Even like people who have businesses and didn't really scale them to a sufficient level. And like now, right now, we just really have to boil it to its pure essence. Like, okay, what's essentially separating them from other people? Like the first, like there are two things that's going to be happening. The first one is that they might know how to scale their companies to a higher level, and they just don't want to do that because they have other priorities. That's the first option. And the second option is that they actually don't know how to scale them, their businesses, or that they might even not think that there's a possibility to scale their businesses. And this is the thing, like, in the beginning, you should just really literally spend a lot of time just getting experience, because like, there are many guys who are messaging me all the freaking time that, bro, you should just go out and, they're asking me, like, how should I learn this? How should I learn that? But then just literally just boiling it down to its purest essence and asking them, like, how many hours have you invested towards actually mastering this craft? And they tell me, like, nothing. They tell me that they read one book, but, like, that's great. That's a great start, but that's not where you have to go. It's just, like, literally sipping through many materials once you have, like, the basic knowledge, then going out there, applying it, launching stuff, failing, repeating, and doing this for years. And the biggest factor for me is that, I feel literally like when I put 16 hours of pure effort in every single day, I feel like I just put a huge slab of concrete or like a bunch of bricks. I laid a bunch of bricks on the wall. And if I just keep showing up every single day and just keep putting these bricks there every single day, at least for a year, like, I'll be just in a whole different position. And that's even the feeling, like, if you're working on something, like, for me, it's being at least like 1.5 months already fully focused on business. It'll be actually soon 2 months, like 60 days. It's like 55, 54 days right now. And you can really feel that, like, it's not fully established as of right now, but like, you can just really feel the foundation behind you of all the effort, all the results that you've achieved so far. And that's something that compounds. Like, if you just put time onto the efforts that you're putting in, and if you just like kind of stretch your timeline and keep doing this for like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, it'll eventually compound. That's just like some food for thought. I was even like thinking of like just trying some weird stuff. I tried smoking shisha, and even I wanted to try smoking cigars, but when I was in Dubai, literally that stuff just broke me. I couldn't breathe. I thought that I would just throw up. Very weird. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do that more. And yeah, like if you have to have that initial experience, initial basis of knowledge based on which you'll be further building stuff out. So that's like just some food for thought for you. And as far as it goes right now, I'm in a position where I'll be likely just extending my rent here in Vienna. I just literally want to stay here because like, that's the thing for me right now. It just being able to do this every single day. And I know that, okay, like, just, I know that there are people out there who might be saying, oh, bro, you're not working 16 hours a day. You're, let's say when you're working out, you're listening to sales call recordings or like this and that. And I mean, like, at the end of the day, what I categorize as work is taking steps forward towards my main goal and optimizing for that. And for me, having a component of workout and just literally working out, like, I would say 4 to 6 times a week for like 20 to 30 minutes, I literally treat it like gym is like, I sacrificed majority of other things I was doing, but literally gym is one of the things I never will sacrifice because it's giving me a lot of energy, confidence, and like, there are just so many benefits that I'm taking out of that with very, very little, like, it's very easy for me just to go there. I already have like a background of working out for 9.5 years, and just for me keeping the myself on the track and just like actually keeping it myself and I get fatigue is very easy. So yeah, just maybe some a very quick spin on that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll get back in touch with you tomorrow. I have like 5 more days just to go and do as much freaking work as I can, and thereafter flying to Miami. Literally, I'm just like, what I would rather do is just like be more focused, not travel that much, be more focused, and really focus on actually driving stuff forward, which I'll be doing for about 3 months thereafter once I come here. And yeah, pretty much stay in Vienna. It's interesting that you can do so much stuff if you want. Like it's just about your willingness to be ridiculed, and like that's the thing that people, like, you just have to have courage. And this is a big one even for me, just literally not being afraid and going for the things you want to achieve, doing the things you know you should be doing, but you aren't doing them because you're just afraid of what other people would think of you, or you are afraid that you would fail. And I'm like a big proponent even like right now, just really trying to just kind of like overcome my limitations in many ways, get past through that. So in terms of school and everything else, literally biggest pain in the ass. Every single day that I wake up, I just literally don't want to finish that. There are like 18 more lessons that I have to finish. I mean, it's quite a lot, so yeah, but with that being said, let's just freaking have this done. I would never do that ever again. And that's even the reason why, like, currently relationship with parents, all stuff with that, like, literally isn't the best. But that's okay. I just literally don't care. Cool. That's it. It was great speaking to you. I'm going to catch you in the next one. Catch ya.